thing to give away. It's the last thing on your mind today. It always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. It takes everything you have just to say the word. It flies in the face of all your pride. It moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you have a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying, set it free. It'll clear the bitterness away. It can even set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Some of you are familiar with these words of the song called Forgiveness, Forgiveness by Matthew West. I have to say I'm a big fan of Matthew West, who, for those of you who don't know, is a Christian songwriter and singer. But out of all of Matthew's songs, this one, this song about forgiveness, speaks the truth of Jesus to my heart more than any other. A truth that is so opposite of how our mindset and society and culture are programmed to think and work. A truth so powerful that lives are transformed and souls are brought from death to life. In fact, this song was inspired by a real-life story of a woman named Renee. Renee did the impossible. You see, her daughter Megan was killed by a drunk driver. Next thing, she finds herself in a courtroom watching this 24-year-old man get sentenced to 22 years in prison. She went through a lot of grief. But a few years later, she realized she had not forgiven this man. So she reached out to Eric in prison and said, I forgive you. The ripple effects of that act of forgiveness are still being felt today. That young man's life was absolutely changed. He said, and I quote, I couldn't even forgive myself, and she forgave me. And you know what? Her family even petitioned the court to cut Eric's sentence in half so he could have a chance at life. And he could help her with her presentations to young people about the dangers of drunk driving. Now, his life is not the only one that has been affected. Now, many people have been positively affected by this one act of forgiveness. Yet even though there was such a wonderful outcome, I'm sure it took everything in her to be able to forgive him for such a careless act that took her daughter's life. I'm sure it was anything but easy, or nothing was going to bring her daughter back. Yet she knew that that young man wasn't the only one in prison. For she was imprisoned herself, imprisoned in the bitterness and the anger, and she knew that she needed to be set free, and she knew how that was going to happen. What do you need to be set free from? Is it something someone else did or said to you or your loved one? The pain, the anger, it may be so deeply embedded in your being, it may be difficult to revisit and let go of. Or is it something you did that you just can't let go of? The regret, the shame. It's got a hold on you. I'm here to tell you, Jesus says, I forgive you. I forgive you. Now you are set free to forgive others. And if you guys have been to church at least once in your life, I'm sure most of you have, and today might be your only day, but I know you have heard these words from Jesus before. They are part of our liturgy. It's at the beginning of almost every worship service. It's the time of confession and forgiveness. You see, we get to hear these words that have the power to set us free on a weekly basis. Yet do we really listen and take them in and claim them and experience the true freedom of forgiveness? I invite you to hear these words again that we heard just a few minutes ago and hear them anew. I invite you to close your eyes, hear these words as if they are coming from Jesus. Jesus says, I hear your cry, and I send the Spirit to change you and empower you in the world. Your sins are forgiven. My love is unconditional, and you are raised up as God's people who will always be made new in my name. You closed your eyes, you can open them again. Jesus says to Peter, not 7 times, but 77 times. He says, my forgiveness is good today and tomorrow and forever. It will never run out. You see, there's a never-ending supply of forgiveness to go around. And for us to give, too. And give forgiveness to those who have hurt us. But you know what? Today might not be the day that you can do it, that you can forgive yourself or them. But I encourage you to pray about it. Ask for guidance. Ask for freedom. And I will pray too. I will pray that we, as the people of Living Water Lutheran Church, will collectively be set free by the true knowledge of Christ's grace and forgiveness. And with this freedom, we will be a force to be reckoned with in our community and in our world, doing what we are called to do, going where we are called to go, and transforming lives together in the name of Christ. Amen.